In 2000, Omaha Performing Arts became a non-for-profit organization. It was already certain that this organization would become a pillar of the artistic scene in the city. In 2002, they took over management of the Orpheum Theater. Omaha Performing Arts, or OPA, is administrating the Holland Center, which opened in 2006, and they are in charge of the opening and administration of the Steel House, a new live music venue set to open in May of next year.
Since we opened, we've welcomed millions of people into our venues for productions and provided education and engagement opportunities for hundreds of thousands more. An economic impact study showed that OPA had a nearly $48 million impact on Omaha's bottom line, and that was 4 years ago from that study. We already know that the Steelhouse is going to add another $13 million, and it's estimated that we'll have an annual attendance at Steelhouse of 155,000 people.
Omaha Performing Arts have changed the entire scene in Omaha for over 20 years, as Beb Carlson, Director of Public Relations and Communications at OPA, says. Omaha Performing Arts bring some of the best Broadway performances to Omaha. In 2007, Disney's The Lion King broke the Orpheum Theater box office records. And in 2009, Broadway's Wicked sold out audiences also at the Orpheum Theater. Omaha Performing Arts have been able to create an excellent program of events each year. But OPA has gone beyond that, by including education and engagement initiatives. In the last 17 years, they have touched the lives of over 800,000 students. Each year, OPA involves more than 100 students and adults in a variety of programs, including student matinees, masterclasses, free community performances, and more. They have programs from kindergarten through college.
OPA's vision is to create extraordinary experiences that engage, inspire, and connect. And we do that through our mission, which is three-pronged. We want to enrich the community through the presentation of the highest quality arts and entertainment experiences, through our education and community engagement programs, which are expanding exponentially, and, of course, the stewardship of world-class venues, the Orpheum, the Holland, the Steelhouse coming. So those are really the things that we focus on every day and really have led us to be the largest arts organization in the state.
Part of Omaha Performing Arts' mission is to be very inclusive, and they are adding to their campus an arts education space.
It is going to be full of practice rooms and recital rooms and other space that we just don't have right now. And one of the things that our CEO had said about it that I just think it's really important is that, you know, we have a commitment to diversity and inclusion, as I mentioned, but we want to broaden the programs, and then we have new ones that we want to launch. This new venue is going to reach thousands of new participants and will help further activate the other investments in that downtown Omaha area by the Gene Leahy Mall and Capital District.
Omaha Performing Arts will continue bringing world-class entertainment to Omaha. At the same time, they expand their inclusive, diversified, and equity programs. Its learning and engaging curricula will enrich the Omaha community for years to come. Visit o-pa.org, subscribe to their newsletter, and follow them on social media. From the KBNO Arts Desk, I am Gabriel Escalera.